We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to get to our friend Chelsea Messenger in just a moment. First, a quick thought on no Sidney Crosby. Brian Burke was on with the morning show and said he'll be out for the next, it's going to be several days for sure. And then he said that could change any day, which kind of negates the phrase for sure. But he basically said, do not expect Sidney Crosby Saturday night.
I was hoping the way he came back to practice and everybody raving about how good he looked. And I guess Sullivan ruled him out for Florida, but then said, you know, wouldn't go beyond that. You know, I was prepared him to miss four or five games, and that might be what it turns out. Maybe he gets back sometime the end of next week. I mean, like he said, it could change. You know, would it shock anybody if he plays Saturday? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big a deal. I'd like to see him there for the home opener, too. I think people get a charge out of it. But at the same time, you got to make sure the wrist is good, and that's a big...
Might be bigger if they started 0-3 or 0-4. That's why
every
point
like that
in the bank
helps.
Is good.
A win like that helps last night. And Florida, you know, honestly, I think the Florida Panthers are better than Tampa right now. I think they're going to be the team that comes out of this, and this could be the year the Florida Panthers surprise everyone and win a Stanley Cup.
All right. We'll get back to the Penguins and the Steelers, and wow, some big stories in the NFL. But first, our friend Chelsea Messenger, the host of The Daily Tip, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Chelsea, I would like to introduce you to my friend Bob Pompiani. Bob, Chelsea, Chelsea, Bob.
Hello, Chelsea.
Hi.
It's nice to talk to you.
Nice
I've listened to you.
Bob is a local legend, so he'll be piping up in a second here. First, Chelsea, you've been giving us some great stuff every week here, and now we have another very interesting game. The Steelers have been slightly unpredictable this season, and now they have the Seahawks with no Russell Wilson coming in here. What should we be looking at in this game, both from a team and individual standpoint?
Yeah, I would lean towards the Steelers here, but it is a pretty big number as they are favored by 4.5-5 points in some places. And we saw, like with the most recent NFL game, the Colts keeping it close with the Ravens up until the end. The numbers make a difference because even if the Steelers win here, they're still having to cover a number. Obviously, there's a host of injuries for the Seahawks, and that's why this number is so big. And it's how much of a gap do you think there is between Russell Wilson and Geno Smith? Obviously, it's a big one because this line has shifted dramatically, and they think Russell Wilson is worth 6 points, which I think is pretty spot on. Because every time you talk about the Seahawks, the first reason people say they want to take the Seahawks in a game is who? Russell Wilson. He has been a huge Band-Aid for a bad Seahawks team over, the past few years, and he has really helped that team in so many ways from a leadership standpoint. And also the way he makes plays when the pocket breaks down. So we'll see if Geno Smith can, you know, channel some of that magic. But the Steelers' defense has looked much better in their most recent games. It's been hit or miss for the Steelers. Like I said, like how many times are we going to have the discussion that Big Ben is old, Big Ben is washed, and what do you know? He came out and the Steelers won as underdogs over the Broncos. So I would lean the Steelers in this one just because not only is Russell Wilson out, Chris Carson is also dealing with some injuries, the starting running back for the Seahawks. And the Steelers are pretty tough against the run traditionally. This year, not as much as they normally are. But Alex Collins was only averaging 3.1 yards per carry against that Rams defense. So their run game has had all kinds of issues getting going. So I don't think the Seahawks are going to have a whole lot going offensively. So I'd lean towards the Steelers in this one.
How about any individual bets on the Steelers? I see that the Seattle defense is on pace to give up more yards than any team in NFL history. They must really be awful.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Russell Wilson has made them a decent team despite that defense. And you're right. Statistically, they are so bad. So it could be a good day for props, even though we actually saw the Steelers' run game come alive last time. We finally got that breakout game from Najee Harris. So maybe they'll run the ball more, but honestly, it always depends on the number. And we don't have prop points out just yet because we don't have the injury reports finalized, or I think those come out on Thursday. So it's not on the board yet, and that's the first thing you look at. You know, when you're buying something, usually the first thing you look at is price. So it's hard to tell what props to give, but I would look at the Steelers' props just because the Seahawks' defense has been so bad. And we know Big Ben can, you know, still get it done despite being hurt. He seems to be hurt every single week. But I would imagine one of those receivers has a big game, especially with Juju Smith-Schuster now being out for the season. That production's got to come from somewhere. So I would lean on the Steelers receivers if you're looking at props.
Chelsea, I want to ask you about Najee Harris. Went over 100 yards, and I think I've been saying, at least in my view, that's the way they have to start this thing. I don't know what a prop bet would be on his total yardage, but I would be willing to think that it's going to go over 100 again. You?
Well, it just depends on game plan. Like, if you think that the Steelers are going to be ahead, if they want to control the clock, if they have some faith in Najee Harris, which I've been burned by his props early on the season, because entering the season, that's all we heard about, right? Mm-hmm. Was Najee Harris, how he's going to add dimension to this run game. He also can catch it. He's so dynamic. He was so good at Alabama, which he was. But the number's probably going to be a little bit higher. That's the thing, you're playing a number. And the oddsmakers saw his last game. Like, they're not living under a rock. So it really depends on the number. But I would expect a steady incline in his production just because it was so low to start the season. And I don't think it's a great game plan for the Steelers to be so one-dimensional as they have been in a few of these games where they're just throwing the ball. So I think this is a good spot for them to kind of get that balanced attack. So I do expect at least a decent game from Najee Harris.
Chelsea, great stuff as always, and we will talk to you next Wednesday.
Nice. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Chelsea.
We'll talk then. Check out Chelsea's stuff at the Odyssey Sports Betting site. She's the host of The Daily Tip, and she's the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Be sure to listen to The Daily Tip. For more of Chelsea's analysis, just search The Daily Tip wherever you find your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.